The Book of Jerem. Now I, Jerem, write a few words to obey my father Enos' commandment, so that our genealogy can be maintained. Because these plates are small, and because these things are written to benefit our relatives, the Lamanites, it requires me to write a little. But I won't write about my prophesying or revelations. Indeed, what more could I write than my forefathers have written? Haven't they revealed the plan of salvation? I say yes, and I'm satisfied with this. It requires a lot of effort to help this people because of their hard hearts, deaf ears, blind minds, and stiff necks. Nevertheless, God is very merciful to them and hasn't swept them off the land yet. Many of us have many revelations because not everyone is stubborn. All who are not stubborn and have faith have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, which reveals things according to mankind's faith. Now 200 years had elapsed, and the Nephites had become strong in the land. They paid careful attention to keeping the law of Moses and the Sabbath day holy to the Lord. And they didn't treat or speak about the things of God profanely or with contempt. The laws of the land were very strict, and they had spread out over most of the land, and the Lamanites as well, who were much more numerous than the Nephites. They loved murder and would drink animal blood. They attacked us, the Nephites, many times in battle. But our kings and leaders were faithful to the Lord, and they taught the people the Lord's ways. So we successfully resisted the Lamanites and removed them from our lands, began fortifying our cities, and defending all the land we inherited. We greatly increased in numbers and spread across the land and became very rich in gold, silver, and valuables, in fine woodworking, buildings, and clever devices, in iron, copper, brass, and steel, making all kinds of tools to till the ground, and weapons as well, sharp pointed arrows, quivers, light spears, and heavy spears, and prepared for war. Because we were prepared to fight the Lamanites, they didn't succeed against us. But the Lord's warning to our fathers was verified, which said, "To the degree you keep my commandments, you'll prosper in the land." The Lord's prophets sternly warned the Nephites, according to God's word, that if they didn't keep the commandments, but fell into transgression, they would be removed from the earth. Therefore, the prophets, priests, and teachers taught continually, patiently urging the people to be diligent. They taught the law of Moses and the purpose behind it, persuading them to anticipate Christ and believe in Him who was to come as if He had already come. This is how they taught them, by teaching this to penetrate their hearts with the Word and continually urging them to repent. They prevented them from being destroyed. Now 238 years had come and gone, and wars, conflicts, and violent fighting happened frequently. And I, Jerem, don't write anything more since the plates are quite limited. But, my people, you can go to Nephi's other plates. The records of our wars are engraved there, according to what the kings wrote or caused to be written. Now I'll deliver these plates to the care of my son, Omni, so they can be kept according to my forefathers' commandments.